Hi, my name is Alan from LRV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the West Coast MRT extension. Where are they? I decided to revisit this topic after Minister of Transport Chee Hong Tai said in Parliament back in October 2024. He mentioned that LTA has been studying a West Coast extension in tandem with further development in the area, which will connect the JRL to the Circle Line and further improve rail connectivity and resilience for the West. Here, the keywords are West Coast Extension, connect the Jurong Regional Line, and the Circle Line. These are sufficient hints to set us going. We will be exploring where the potential stations are, and as usual, any MRT station will aid in the increase in property values in the vicinity. Without further ado, let's head straight to the discussion. Do you know, way back on 29 October 2021, which is a good 3.5 years ago, in some of my earlier YouTube video, I already mentioned on the West Coast MRT extension, a study on the possible location of the MRT stations. This is one of the legacy videos that I did back then. This content really cannot make it. Nevertheless, this only reminds me of how far I have come. If I didn't start off doing such crappy content that even has 4,000 views, I doubt I'll be here today, correct? Anyway, the idea of the West Coast MRT station was raised many years ago. In a Straits Times article dated 24th July 2019, the authority replied in a forum letter that the study of the possible extension for the Jurong Regional Line to connect to the Circle Line, including the West Coast area, are ongoing. The studies include working with the relevant planning agency to assess the demand and implementation timeline of the project future development in the West. This topic was again raised by former Minister S. Iswaran back on 7 July 2020 in his Facebook post. Some have asked whether there will be an MRT station on the West Coast. I raised this with Minister Kabun Wan, Minister of Transport at LTA. They are actively studying the matter, including the option of a link to the Cross Island Line. Back on 20 September 2020, LTA announced the Cross Island Line Phase 2, which include additional stations such as West Coast that will connect Bright Hill to Jurong Lake District. Sidetrack here, I think there was some oversight on his part. He had paid a heavy price for it. Let us wish him the best in his retirement. As usual, let me revisit the possible location of the stations with more updated information since the last one I did was 3 years ago. I have also refined and pinpointed the likely location due to the latest development in the West Coast area. I will also cross-reference it with the URA Master Plan and my own market intelligence. Take note, the above is only speculative. If you have any pointers to the possible location, you are more than happy to share it with me. The tracks can either be under or above ground, but they will definitely run alongside a major road since this is the case for most of our MRT system. It will avoid densely built area and preferably to have the station located in greenfield sites that have state land around them. This will also minimize land acquisition as private land in this locality is very expensive. The West Coast MRT extension will likely be 6 km long, running along the West Coast Road towards West Coast Highway and linking up with Haw Par Villa MRT station along the Circle Line. There will likely be 5 stations along this route. Stations to station apart will be around 1 km apart. This is in line with existing new MRT lines. As previously mentioned, the last station for the Jurong Regional Line end at the future Pandan Reservoir MRT station. Pandan Reservoir is located at the end of Jurong Town Hall Road. For those who have passed by this area, you will have noticed that the train viaduct continue to stretch towards West Coast Road towards the city. For those who are into train system, I assume the extra track is for engineering and for safety consideration. This also means a future extension is highly possible. Correct? For our discussion, all the train names are only working names. The first station will likely be located along West Coast Road, just off West Coast View. Why this area? Well, there's a high density of condominiums in this area from Park Rivera, Twin View to Whistler Grand, to older condos such as Botania, Montreal Park, and so on. Right across the road, we have food factories that bake our favorite Gardenia bread to Hok Seng canned food and others. For your information, they have Chinese New Year sales that you can visit during the weekend. There are also other Chinese New Year sales bazaar located around the nearby Fishering Port Road area. Far Ocean Singapore will be selling frozen seafood and meats. This will be ideal for those who are keen to do steamboats. Not forgetting Banh Food, they also sell dairy products and other New Year goodies. You see, watch my video, very good right? Even got food lobang. Where to find? If you happen to know any such Chinese New Year lobang, kindly share them in the comment section below. Back to the master plan, this site is also aligned with the authority to have state land in the nearby vicinity to build up a critical mass. A higher plot ratio may also be assigned. The Land Transport Master Plan 2040 also has plans to have more homes near a train station. I wouldn't be surprised if the land parcel next to the station will become a commercial knob to serve the residents in this area. Going forward, more mixed development will be the norm. What does this mean to the nearby homeowners? Don't need to say more. Confirm what? Including landed owners staying in Hong Kong Garden. The second station will likely be an interchange station linked to the upcoming West Coast station along the Cross Island Line. As previously mentioned, LTA announced the Cross Island Line Phase 2, which include addition stations such as West Coast that will connect Bright Hill to Jurong Lake District. This station is currently sitting on the former Tanglin Secondary School, which has already been demolished. Work are already underway to construct the station. This also complements the announcement back in August 2016 when 8 blocks along the West Coast have been picked for SERS. Back then, this SERS exercise took me by surprise. I was wondering, what on earth is happening to this area? There is basically nothing exciting there. Unknown to many in the public, a train station has already been on the drawing board. This was surely top secret. That is why the dots have now been connected. The authority intend to acquire these HDB flats to redevelop these child-story flats into high-rise residential development in the future. Is the current plot ratio of 2.8 enough? Remember, we have a huge appetite for housing and also a more dynamic population. This means the plot ratio can even increase to 5.0 in the next revision of the master plan. Here, don't say I anyhow talk hor. The plot ratio near the upcoming Pandan Reservoir is already testing 3.5 to 4.9 and even 5.0. This is some of the highest in the OCR area. Again, Singaporeans love to shop and eat. I wouldn't be surprised if a commercial component is integrated with this interchange. This means all those staying in the nearby public flats to park condo or what? Not forgetting some of the strata title factory space along Pandan Loop will also what? The third station will likely be situated near West Coast Park. Why this area? Well, they are the nearby West Coast Food Centre to new HDB flats in this area, to the many 99 years condo along West Coast Crescent, from Blue Horizon to the Vision to Sea Hill. This is a huge catchment area for commuters. Moreover, the location of the train station means West Coast Park will become more accessible. This is surely good news to park goers like myself. In any case, where are they going to dig the train station? Don't worry, the green portion is part of West Coast Park. They are all state land owned by SLA. The flip side is that there is not much vacant state land that can be reused for housing in this location. This is a tricky station that I may guess it wrongly. This is because this stretch of the road is a very busy junction. There's the West Coast Highway right above to a busy T-junction going towards the Pasir Panjang Terminal. Not forgetting the deep tunnel sewage system beneath our roads. You can see, this is a very heavy truck junction with limited land even to build a tunnel. Don't even mention to build a station. I suppose there are also many services that need to be diverted to. The only way is to eat into West Coast Park, as the train may need to turn at a wider angle. The authority may need to utilize some of the reserved state land in this vicinity. Plus, land acquisition is the worst case scenario. This is a sensitive topic and I shall not elaborate further. Who or what? Obviously, students from NUS can walk to school via the new train station. Varsity Park to Clementi Woods to the Stella owners will also benefit. Other private properties owners along Pasir Panjang Road will also be what? The only minus point is to live near a construction site in the next decade. The last station along the West Coast extension will be known as West Coast Highway. This will likely be located at the intersection of the West Coast Highway and Science Park Road. This is a new road to relieve the congestion from the Science Park 2 area. This station is surrounded mainly by private properties in the Pasir Panjang locality. There are many boutique projects sitting on freehold tenure and a handful of landed properties along Pasir Panjang Road. For those who are familiar with this area, this station can also serve those who work in the Science Park to those in the nearby wholesale center. As I look into the master plan, there are small pockets of state land that the authority can use to build a station. The plot ratio of the wholesale center can also be enhanced in the years ahead to consolidate operation into a high-rise building and free up more land for the Greater Southern Waterfront. Do you know, the wholesale center is open to the public. In fact, it looked quite interesting. Finally, the West Coast MRT extension will likely reconnect back with the Haw Par Villa station along the Cross Island Line. The improved connectivity of the West Coast extension will shorten travel time for commuters travel to and from the western part of Singapore. This will indirectly help to push up valuation for properties in this region. Plus, the remaking of the Greater Southern Waterfront. This region will become more attractive to live, work and play with the MRT in place. When will it be announced? Well, is anyone guess? Maybe the new anchor minister in West Coast will shed more light before the next GE. This means all properties in this area big what? How to go wrong buying properties in Singapore with MRT lines everywhere? Always remember to buy and wait, and don't wait to buy. If you have any plans to sell your properties, kindly contact me. I will try to sell for you at a good price too. Here, I spend hours doing such content. Appreciate the like, subscribe, and share. Thank you very much.